The federal government is being warned power workers and their communities will be plunged into crisis without a national strategy to find them new jobs and build new industries. A report commissioned by the trade union, the CFMEU, says there is no safety net for the thousands of workers that rely on Australia's coal-fired power stations, most of which are likely to close by 2050. Communities that have already been through the shock of losing their main industry are calling on the federal government to start planning to prevent others from suffering as they did. Stephanie Smale reports.
In Victoria's Latrobe Valley, making electricity was a way of life for generations. Ron Ipsen followed his grandpa and father into the business. He watched his community suffer through privatisation, the month-long mine fire, and then the closure of the Hazelwood Power Station.
The people became a lot more depressed. They're a lot more stressed down here. We have the highest stress levels in Victoria. We have the highest domestic violence down here and have had for 14 years.
In the city of Port Augusta in South Australia, they had 9 months to find enough new industries and new jobs to keep locals going when their plant closed. The Mayor Sam Johnson says it was up to community groups and local governments in the region to make things happen.
We realised we had to hit the road. We had to be anywhere and everywhere exploring any opportunity, any possibility, anything we could do. Our cries for help were falling on deaf ears from a state government level. When we tried at Commonwealth level, we were told continually, time and time again, by relevant Commonwealth ministers that it was a state problem, not a Commonwealth problem.
After the shock and losing a fair chunk of their communities to work elsewhere, both regions have found new opportunities. But Peter Sheldon from the University of New South Wales has warned other communities will experience the same initial crisis if the federal government doesn't do more to plan ahead.
At the moment, it's left up to individual companies to close when and where and how and why they want to. So that in itself is an indication of a lack of policy, a lack of a framework.
He's put together a report looking at the way other countries have managed the transition away from mining and coal-fired power generation. The report highlights Germany's Ruhr region that had about 500,000 people working in coal mining in the 1950s, but managed a successful transition.
It was a region that was almost entirely blue-collar. It's now a region which has got a very strong knowledge economy, universities, research institutes, high-tech. The German system works very heavily on what is called tripartite framework, so three parties. And the three parties are government, employers or industry, and union movement. And together they can make policy that works for all concerned.
Unions are calling for an independent energy transition authority to help the 8,000 workers set to lose their current jobs in the years to come. Tony Marr is from the Construction, Forestry, Maritime, Mining and Energy Union that commissioned Peter Sheldon's report.
Everyone pretends they're standing up for jobs, but no one's really standing up for the workers in terms of, well, what are they going to do for the rest of their working life? Because that's what someone who's about to be retrenched is thinking. What am I going to do for the rest of my working life?
The federal government isn't convinced an energy transition authority is necessary. The Minister for Resources, Matthew Canavan, says coal has overtaken iron ore as the nation's biggest export, and it's unlikely coal-fired power will be ending anytime soon.
I see no reason to believe that coal-fired power stations will all shut in the next couple of decades. Coal-fired power stations are being built all around the world. Of course, from time to time, some older power stations will come to the end of their life, and there needs to be appropriate adjustment packages in place for those areas. But Australian coal has never been used more around the world. Our exports are making record amounts of money for our nation, and there is a long and bright future for the coal industry in Australia.
Federal Resources Minister Matt Canavan, Stephanie Smale reporting. And there is more on the way communities are handling the transition away from coal-fired power generation and mining on this week's Future Tense program. That's on the ABC Listen app or over on RN this Sunday morning at 10:30.